now on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM and 99.9 in Prescott and at 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, KQ&A, it's Talk of the Town. Today is Soup Scoop Day, Humboldt Happenings. Talk of the Town is sponsored by House Chilson & Associates, Olson's for Healthy Animals, Cottonwood Area Transit, Prescott Brewing Company, Yavapai Regional Medical Center, A&E Reprographics, Janessa's Family Hair Care, Prescott Dirt, Sherrick Insurance, Augie's Restaurant, and Barrett Propane. Now live from the studios of KQ&A, here's your host for today's show, the Superintendent of Humboldt Unified Schools, Mr. Daniel Streeter.
And good afternoon. This is Dan Streeter, proud superintendent of the Humboldt Unified School District, and welcome to Talk of the Town, Prescott Valley. This is Humboldt Happenings, where from 4 to 5 p.m. on the first Tuesday of every month, this will be your place for all things HUSD. We have a great show lined up for you today. In studio with me today is Bradshaw Mountain Principal Court Miner, new Athletics Director Clorinda Weatherwax, and BMHS Senior Nicole Babbitt. It is Tuesday, August 6th. We have just wrapped up day number 2 of the 2019-2020 school year, and today we're putting the spotlight on Bradshaw Mountain High School. We're talking new academic programs at the high school. We're talking athletics and activities at the high school. And most importantly, we'll be hearing from a member of this year's outstanding senior class. Before we jump into this great lineup, we're going to take a short break. You are listening to Talk of the Town Prescott Valley on KQ&A, 1130 AM, 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM, and streaming live worldwide at kqna.com.
Let's make your hair happy. Let's go to a fun-friendly salon. Let's go to Janessa's Family Hair Care in Prescott Valley. Hi, Janessa here. Whether you're looking for a new trendy style or something more traditional, Janessa's Family Hair Care can do it. We offer everything from hair extensions, cuts, colors, and a variety of hair care for the entire family. Call 775-0320 for an appointment or find us on Facebook at Janessa's with an E Family Hair Care. Come on in for a smile and a style that's right for you.
In this moment, who has your back? Do you know the name of your insurance agent? Does your agent know your name? Or would you call a 1-800 number that connects you to who? Another state? Another country? Get a local independent insurance agent with Auto Owners Insurance. Someone you can call when bad stuff happens. In this moment, get an agent who will protect you in that moment. Hello, this is Susan Morrison. That agent is here at House Chilson Insurance. Come see us today at 400 White Spar Road. We are one of the only locally owned and operated independent insurance agencies left in Prescott.
Get ready for a blast from the past. The Ultimate 70s Tour is coming to Cliff Castle Casino Hotel. See Orleans, Poco, and Pure Prairie League live Saturday, August 10th at Stargazer Pavilion. It's going to be an unbelievable performance. 4 decades of classic hits in one unforgettable evening. Tickets on sale now, starting at just $20. Head to the Cliff Castle Casino gift shop or cliffcastlecasinohotel.com for purchase. Cliff Castle Casino Hotel, the perfect place to play.
It sure is hot in Cottonwood in the summer, and nothing is cooler than riding Cottonwood Area Transit.
Bruce, CAT provides friendly, safe, and courteous travel, and that's why riding the CAT is cool during the summertime.
Cottonwood Area Transit can take you where you want to go in Clarkdale, Verde Villages, and 26 locations in Cottonwood. Verde Lynx will give you a cool ride to Sedona.
Don't forget your trips to Camp Verde and Greyhound through the Yavapai Apache Nation Transit.
Rudy, that's hot stuff.
And I'm riding the cool CAT. Let's go.
Visit cottonwoodaz.gov for Cottonwood Area Transit.
Hi, I'm Hammer Time Sandy.
And I'm Hammer Time Mike.
And together we're inviting you to tune into Hammer Time. Every Saturday and Sunday morning, 7 a.m. right here on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A. Tune in for lively talk and hear what's new in the construction industry. Hammer Time, brought to you by the Yavapai County Contractors Association, your local resource working for you. So this weekend and every weekend, I'm Sandy.
And I'm Mike.
Don't start without us.
When it comes to seafood, think small. Sally B's has upped the ante on their all-you-can-eat fish fry on Fridays with new oriental butterfly shrimp. That's right. Not only can you get their famous Icelandic cod for one low price, you can save a delicious shrimp like you've never had. Serve with your choice of potatoes, veggies, soup or salad, and a dinner roll. The fish fry is every Friday from 11 a.m. to 9 p.m. They're in the Safeway Shopping Centre in Prescott Valley, Sally B's Cafe.
We'll be right back. You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, the superintendent of the Humboldt Unified School District, Dan Streeter.
And welcome back. Again, this is Dan Streeter, proud superintendent of the Humboldt Unified School District, and we are Talk of the Town, Prescott Valley. This is Humboldt Happenings. Great show lined up for us today. It's hard to believe that we've already started the 2019-2020 school year. I think maybe I'll let it sink in to the listeners just for a minute. 2019-2020. Actually, yesterday we welcomed a new group of kindergartners. So I'm talking about the graduating class of 2032. So let me let that sink in for a minute. But here we are. Seems like we just celebrated the graduation of 334 seniors. That senior class amassed over $5.2 million in scholarship money. 43 of those graduates left Bradshaw Mountain High School with a grade point average of 4.0 or higher. My first guest knows all about this. I am joined in studio by Bradshaw Mountain Principal Court Miner. Court, first of all, thanks for being on the show.
My pleasure.
Bradshaw Mountain, a lot of successes last year.
Yes.
A great year. And I want to talk about those great things. And I want to talk about the great things happening this year. But talk about – this is year number what for you at Bradshaw Mountain High School?
Year number 11. Number eight as principal.
Yeah, so this is, we came up here together back in 2009. We've been, running around together trying to get things, moving in the right direction. And you've certainly taken Bradshaw Mountain High School in an exciting direction. Share just for our listeners, last year's successes, share some of those highlights for us.
Well, you touched on the one that's, important, you know. We're about kids and giving kids opportunities. And last year, senior class amassed over $5.2 million. That is 6 years in a row, Mr. Streeter, where we've been over $5 million in scholarships. And I'm really excited with this senior class and their competitiveness on where they're going to go.
It's actually a little scary, with the senior class. I think your next few classes are, there's some scary, smart kids running around that campus.
And they're competitive with each other in their group. So I think they're going to play off. But you and I talk about this every summer, and that graduating class happens, and I'm so concerned, I'm so worried, you know, about that next year, that group coming in.
You give me that, I get that phone call from you. It's the morning after graduation when you warn me that next year's not going to be as good as this one. This junior class really worries you.
That's correct. It happens every year.
But every year they are unbelievable. Something happens in the summer of junior to senior year where these kids really just take off.
They do. And you know as well, last year from U.S. News and World Report, we were awarded one of the top high schools in the nation.
Yeah, once again, this has happened quite a few times.
It has.
That's quite an honor. And I think that speaks to, I think really the way those ratings are done is it speaks to the different pathways that kids have available to them. And the fact that kids at Bradshaw Mountain High School have so many opportunities that they can.
They do. Between BMOA, our Bradshaw Mountain Online Academy, the TLC, the Learning Center on Campus, the Bears Den, our special ed program, the AP Academy, the dual enrollment courses that we have on campus, and JTED, you know, you throw all that in there, you know, I am blown away by what opportunities our kids have. You know, Dan, when you and I were in school, were there any dual enrollment courses when you were in school?
Yeah, I don't know why any student would take senior English today. I don't even know why we offer it, but that's maybe a different show. But why wouldn't you take English 101 and 102 your senior year? It's there for the taking. There's so many. I think most of our graduates are now, they're graduating with at least a semester. You can graduate with a semester of college done
easily.
without even trying,
yes.
not manipulating anything in your schedule.
That's correct.
And we're seeing more and more kids take advantage of that. But really, most of our kids are now having that whole freshman year of college done because through a couple of different course tracks, they can knock out so many different college courses.
Yeah, and Dan, you know, the $5.2 million in scholarship doesn't reflect that. When a student is heading off to college, and they only have to go for 3 years, you know, ASU, that's a $16,600 scholarship just right there in itself. And we're seeing many students now from NAU, ASU, and U of A finishing school in 3 years.
It's a scholarship in itself.
It's a scholarship
is what
in
it
itself.
Is. And then you, and not just dual enrollment, think about the students that are taking advantage of career and technical education mm-hmm. opportunities. There's so many great programs. I think really the valuable programs are on your campus. I mean, over 600 kids are enrolled in a satellite CTE program, which means a program on your campus. But then 60 going to the central campus, CTEC, and working with the Avid by College. But I mean, some of those opportunities, kids are graduating high school ready to tackle a career. They're career yes, ready walking across that stage.
The certifications they're getting in the welding program, the aviation and the autos program, I mean, I'm sad to say, but great for our kids. I'll have students that graduated last year and 2 or 3 years in their welding field making more money than both of us.
Yeah. Yeah. I guess it's sad for us, but it's actually exciting for us,
because they have these
opportunities. There's so much. I feel bad for some of our students. Like, why would you want to leave high school? Like, you could do all these different things in one place.
And it's funny you say that. I do every year have a handful of seniors that graduate and say, you know what, Mr. Miner? I don't want to graduate. I didn't get to take AP Studio Art. I couldn't fit this into my schedule, that in my schedule. I'm like, nope, it's time for you to move on.
Yes,
you know?
Yes. It's, yeah, so many neat opportunities. Now, this year, there's some additional opportunities for students.
Yes.
And so talk a little bit about what a student walking onto Bradshaw yesterday now has opportunities in.
Well, the first one, I want to thank you and, of course, our board for the support and bringing JROTC on campus. We have 39 students currently this first year in the JROTC program, and we're in the process, as you know, as getting the building set up for the ROTC kids and the instructor. But that's a huge plus. You know, every year we have about 12 to 15% of our kids going into the military. But coming through ROTC at Bradshaw now, you won't go in as an E1, as a grunt. You're walking in as an E3, and it's just going to open up more opportunities.
Great opportunity for kids that want to take that path. But I think just with JROTC in general, the leadership skills that come from that, you know, I think it's not a military prep program. It's really a leadership preparation program.
And Mr. Streeter, thank you for saying that, because that is 100% correct. There is nobody signing their name that they're in ROTC heading off to the military after this. It is 100% about leadership.
Yeah. And a great instructor. I'm really excited about who we were able to bring into the community to take on that program.
Yes. And to keep on moving forward, in terms of dual enrollment, Mr. Streeter, Spanish 101 and 102, we've brought that on campus now. For most all of the majors out there that kids are going to go into, they're going to need to take Spanish, that foreign language. They can have it knocked out in high school now.
So what does that look like as a student? When do I take 101, 102 in my progression through high school foreign languages?
You know, that's a really good question, and that's going to come down to the family. You know, some of our native speakers, you know, can advance through the program a little quicker than others, but easily could be taken in the third or fourth year of high school.
Yeah, I think it's as a parent of a high school student. Now, Colin's in the AP Spanish program, but we did talk about the opportunity. Hey, do you want to take this dual enrollment, or do you want to do the AP? And I think what's nice is families have that option, that choice to make.
Yes, and what's nice is when those kids do take the dual enrollment, our district is kind enough to pay the tuition.
Yeah, AP Academy kids, they're get their AP test paid for. Dual enrollment, the district covers the dual enrollment costs for those Yavapai College credits. So there's some things that we're trying to do to make sure that there's not barriers for students. So,
thank you.
All right, what else? I'm taking your time. Keep going.
Two more big ones. The first one is cybersecurity. So part of our computer networking class, the second year of that now, the kids can take computer networking one the first year. Then the second year, they can branch and go into computer networking two, or they can go into cybersecurity. And Yavapai College, and we should all know Embry-Riddle Aeronautical University, big-time cybersecurity program. It leads those kids right in that direction.
Yeah, I think I'm going to I need to come over and take some of these courses, to be honest with you. This is keep going.
The last one we're excited about is AP Seminar. We brought AP Seminar on, Seminar and Research. It'll be Seminar this year and Research the following year. Just, again, a great opportunity for students. And, you know, I think about those kids that are going, they're thinking about the law field, you know, those fields where you got to write, those fields where you got to read,
absolutely.
You know, a doctor, you know, those types of fields. AP seminar really bodes itself well for
you know, I read the curriculum when we were going through the adoption process with AP seminar and AP research, and it, you know, it closely aligns with the doctoral dissertation process. it's a little bit more rigorous. I feel bad for it. But you're right, though. You talk about the critical reading and the writing that goes with that. I think these kids are going to walk out with a tremendous skill set. I'm super excited about that. Really pleased that we have the caliber of teachers on at the high school. Denise Leveron's taking that on.
Yes.
But she's been teaching AP courses for a long time. And
you know, if you don't mind me, Dan, I'm going to jump in on that real quick. That's real important. We see in a lot of rural schools, rural districts, you know, schools struggling, districts struggling to bring in AP teachers. And for us to bring in our 18th AP course onto the campus this year says a lot about our staff, says a lot about our board and our superintendent in terms of their direction and support. But you hit it on the head there. We've got the staff and we have the people who have the credentials, you know, to do this for our kids. And that's huge.
Yeah, you know, we are fortunate with that, with the AP programs. The teachers in that program have been teaching those classes for a long time.
Yes.
You look at Larry Hayes with AP U.S. History. I mean, he's a master of of that particular course. You look at Tracy Madler in chemistry. You look at Val Young in calculus. Lindsay Buckle and what she's brought with stats. There's a lot of talent over there.
Yes, thank you.
So, all right, give me one more great thing that people are looking forward to at the high school as they walk on campus.
You know, Dan, and I think you would even agree with me from you being on our campus. You know, I was at three schools in Nevada, three schools in Arizona before coming to Bradshaw. You know, we don't have cliques.
No,
you know,
it's the
everybody hangs out with everybody. You
the
know,
kid, the kids we talked about this from day one. The kids up here are amazing.
They are.
These are just amazing young people who I'd say very humble.
Yes. And appreciative,
very, very thankful for the opportunities. It makes it a joy to do this work. So,
it does.
There you have it. Ton of opportunities for students in this community right here at Bradshaw Mountain High School. We talk a lot about personalized learning in this district, but I think what we're seeing at the high school is personalized pathways for students. So, Court, thank you so much.
Thank you for having me.
I'm going to keep you in the studio for our other guests, so don't go anywhere. We're going to take a short break. You're listening to Talk of the Town, Prescott Valley on KQNA, 1130 AM, 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM, and streaming live worldwide at KQNA.com.
Why wait till Christmas to have a party when Augie's Banquet Room is available 7 days a week for lunch, 7 nights a week for dinner? Having a birthday, anniversary, career promotion. Maybe you won the lottery. You don't need an excuse to book Augie's Banquet Room, but you do need a reservation. Call Augie's at 777-0330. Augie's Private Banquet Room. Just one more reason why the one and only Augie's Frontier Village is the place to dine on Highway 69.
Summer is here, and Matt's got the barbecue out all ready to grill. That's why he trusts Super PolyGrip, so he can enjoy his steak with full confidence.
PolyGrip!
Sounds like there's a party going on, but something's missing.
Surprise!
The birthday gal's arrived, and thanks to Polydent, her bright smile is anything but a surprise.
PolyDent!
There's no telling where you may end up. Mountains, lakes, trails, your aunt's place in Utah, it could be anywhere. Be ready with a 2019 Findlay Toyota Prescott RAV4 Hybrid. Rack your bikes and kayaks, cooler and tent. Your RAV4 Hybrid can go where you want to go with an amazing city highway combined 40 miles per gallon. Underneath rugged good looks is innovative engineering that makes RAV4 Hybrid the fastest in the lineup. During the national clearance event, lease a new 2019 Findlay Toyota Prescott RAV4 Hybrid for as low as $239 per month. Or buy with $1,000 cash back, plus get no payment for 90 days. Drive worry-free till November. Every new RAV4 Hybrid comes with Toyota Care, our complimentary maintenance plan for 2 years or 25,000 miles, and 24-hour roadside assistance for 2 years and unlimited miles. Findlay Toyota in Prescott and at FindlayToyotaPrescott.com.
Hi, I'm Jamal McCoy, and here at Findlay Toyota Prescott, we are everybody's hometown dealer.
Offers on approved credit through Toyota Financial Services. Lease for 36 months with $29.99 to its signing. Does not include tax, license, title fee, and $4.95 documentation fee. See dealer for details.
Barrett Propane, the name you trust. We want you to stay comfortable with us. Over the years, we've taken pride in serving you. Locally owned, we're neighbors too. Serving the community is what we do.
Insurance Propane, the name that's tried and true. Insurance Propane, the name you trust.
Are you looking for the perfect place to get all your printing done? Whether it's preserving precious family photos or vinyl graphics for your work truck, A&E Reprographics has you covered as your local one-stop print shop. Having served Northern Arizona for over 15 years, our customer service is unparalleled as we take care of both your personal and professional printing jobs. From brochures to baby shower invites, A&E Reprographics is your one-stop print shop.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, the superintendent of the Humboldt Unified School District, Dan Streeter.
And we are back. Great. Really excited about this next guest. I don't think that anybody can talk about the school district any better than our students, the ones that are actually living the experience. So I am joined in studio, Nicole Babbitt, senior at Bradshaw Mountain High School. Nicole, thank you for being in here today. We appreciate it. Court, I'm going to let, this is one of your, star pupils. Give me a little introduction of Nicole and then we're going to dive into some Q&A with Nicole.
Well, first of all, number one in her class. Now, you know, Streets, we got to go seven semesters. So we got one more semester here, but after six, she has quite a leading command of being, our valedictorian currently.
But there was pressure. You just put a lot of pressure on Nicole.
I did. Only one semester. I'm kidding. She was fortunate enough to attend the Air Force and Naval summer seminars this last summer for free. She was recruited, if you will, and for those positions. And she's currently in our ROTC program, JROTC program at Bradshaw Mountain High School. And then, Nicole, what's going on Thursday? I can't remember what's happening on Thursday.
I have an interview with my West Point admissions counselor.
Awesome. Tell me about that. How excited are you and your family, about this opportunity?
I'm very excited. She actually approached me first and asked me if I wanted to be in the running for a letter of assurance from the academy, and those usually come between October and January, so they're early acceptance letters. And just getting this interview out of the way and being able to hopefully look forward to a letter of assurance is the most fortunate thing I've been able to do.
Okay. How's your family? They excited? They nervous? How are they in terms of supporting you in this endeavor?
They're very excited. They always expressed to me that they never had these kinds of opportunities. My mom is a Mexican immigrant, so she didn't really complete high school, and she's very proud of me for being able to make these opportunities for myself.
Yeah, I'm glad you said that. I talk a lot with my kids about you're responsible for your own education, right? There's opportunities out there, but ultimately you're the one that has to step up and take advantage of those opportunities, and you've certainly done that. Really proud of you, Nicole. I want to talk a little bit about your academic career in Humboldt. You started at Granville.
Yes.
So walk us through, what are the schools that you've attended in the district?
So for elementary school, I attended Granville all the way from kindergarten to sixth grade. And after that, I went to Glassford Hill for both seventh and eighth, and then I came over to Bradshaw.
So we have a K-12 a student in the district.
Gecko Panther Bear.
Yeah. It's kind of weird, right? I mean, if you do Lake Valley, Bradshaw, at least you get to be a Cub Bruin Bear.
Right,
I don't know what happened with Gecko Panther Bear, but we'll let that one slide. That was before we got here.
That's right.
So, Nicole, I'm really interested to hear about these summer seminars. You attended two, Air Force. Let's start with that. Can talk a little bit about what that was. What is that? What was that experience like? What were the things that you did at that?
I was very lucky to be able to be accepted there. Thousands of people apply to this program, and only about 600 get in. So when we first got there, it was pretty relaxed, and it's more like a college tour with that seminar compared to Naval. And there we were learning about the classes we can take there, the atmosphere, all of the opportunities you can get at the academies, like their Wings of Blue program, where your first solo out of the plane is by yourself. So, yeah. I know if I went there, I'd definitely do that program.
Where are you leaning right now, if you had your choice?
Right now, I'm leaning towards Naval.
Naval?
Yeah.
And just real quickly, because you're pretty darn humble, most students are lucky to get in one of these programs in the summer. You got into both.
Yes.
How do you think, why? How did you get into both?
I think I challenged myself a lot, and that was very hard for me to do a long time ago because I was more of a wallflower. Mm-hmm. But now I've really stepped out of my comfort zone, and I don't really want to go back in. And so anything I do, really, I just try to challenge myself the most and push myself towards my goals.
Mr. Streeter, does it sound like she chooses excellence?
She definitely chooses excellence. And I love what you said about challenging yourself, because I think most people stay in their comfort zone. And I think that's more of human nature. But really, it's getting outside of your comfort zone, stretching yourself, putting yourself in uncomfortable positions. That's really where growth occurs, mm-hmm. right? And when you find the rare student who's willing to do that on purpose, that's when we find somebody who's going places. Yep. That's someone who's setting themselves up for success. So I really commend you for that. Bradshaw Mountain High School, you've been there for 3 years and 2 days now. share with us a little bit of the activities that you've been involved with at Bradshaw in your time at the high school.
So some of the main activities I participate in are HOSA, Future Health Professionals. Last year I was treasurer. And I really pushed myself into that position. I was very nervous to be able to do a speech and all of that to become an officer, but I went and did it. And now this year I'm president of that club. And along with NHS, National Honor Society, I'm also president of that club. Also giving a speech in front of other people. Right. It makes me very nervous, but I went and did it. And here I am now.
Yeah, no, that's
and
great.
And the way it sounds from Lieutenant Colonel Elder, you're probably going to be in one of those leadership roles in ROTC too, right?
Yes.
So JROTC at the high school starting this year, which is it would have been great for you if it started your freshman year.
Yeah.
But, you know, as a senior with aspirations of leadership, I think the opportunity for you to make an impact in this program right away is something that will help out the campus moving forward.
For sure.
Talk a little bit about your excitement for JROTC and what do you think that brings to Bradshaw Mountain?
I'm very excited because I think all of these military programs bring a certain degree of discipline. I know that happened with me with Civil Air Patrol, which is a Air Force auxiliary program that I'm in. And I've just been afforded so many opportunities from that program that I know students at Bradshaw will get from JROTC.
Yeah, I think that's well said. That's
well said.
Yeah, and I think there's some advice for students out there in that and to look for these opportunities and get yourself involved in that. So let's talk about maybe some teachers you've had along the way that have been an influence for you, maybe some of those teachers that kind of help push you out of your comfort zone. Who would you? We can give a little shout out here. Who are some of those teachers?
I'm definitely so lucky to have these teachers at Bradshaw. They have been so helpful with me and writing my letters of recommendation and being to every little detail that I say. And they are just great. So I'd like to
anyone
thank
anyone specifically you want us to give a shout out to.
I like to thank two of my AP teachers, Mr. Hayes and also Mr. Dalpias. Both of them have been very supportive of me, and they always challenge me to do my best.
You know, I'm going to jump in here. I'm getting tired of hearing about Mr. Dalpias because I have to hear about Mr. Dalpias at my own house from my own kids, right? My older son said he was thankful for Mr. Dalpias. No parents in the household. He was thankful for Mr. Dalpias. And last night, my younger son, who's a freshman at the high school, came home, and you know what the best part of his day was yesterday?
Mr. Dalpias.
It was stinking pre-AP bio with Mr. Dalpias. And now I have to put up with Mr. Dalpias again.
Yeah.
So I think we hear about Mr. Hayes all the time, and certainly Mr. Dalpias. I know that my own kids who went through the same track that you, looking back at Granville, I know that Mrs. Kidd was an influential, played an influential role in both my boys' life. Your appreciation for your teachers is, I think it's nice of you to share that. I think we have great teachers in this community, and it's great when they get to see students like you really taking advantage of opportunities. So, interview Thursday. We're excited. We're ready.
Yes.
and we're going to get through this school year. We're going to knock out the seventh semester, as Mr. Miner will say. Not official yet. Let's go. We got about 30 seconds in this segment. Give me a piece of advice for any students out there that are, let's think students coming into the high school. What advice would you give to those students, those freshmen?
It's definitely important to develop your discipline, because that's going to help so much when you challenge yourself. And I am a big supporter of challenging, because I challenge myself and I see where I've gone and what I've done, and I'm so proud of myself because of that.
Yeah, and you should be proud of yourself. We're all very proud of you. So I think that's a good piece of advice for our incoming freshmen. There's a ton of opportunities out there. That's kind of been the theme of today's show, not necessarily on purpose, but there's opportunities out there. Take advantages of those. Nicole, thanks for being on the show this afternoon. We're going to take a short break. You're listening to Talk of the Town Prescott Valley on KQNA, 1130 AM, 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM, and streaming live worldwide on KQNA.com.
This is Bob Bean of Affinity RV Service, Sales, and Rentals, and we're proud to be a long-time local business with three locations to serve you. Willow Creek Road, Prescott, Highway 69 in Prescott Valley and Dewey, and online all the time at AffinityRV.com.
Affinity RV, bringing family and lifestyles together.
Is your advertising being noticed? Getting the right attention means getting the right business. At A&E Reaper Graphics, we focus not only on customer service, but also highest quality printing and design that is sure to catch the eye. A&E Reaper Graphics knows how to design, print, and deliver what you're looking for in your time frame. Stop by one of our three great locations, visit us on our website, or call 442-9116. That's 442-9116.
Barrett Propane, the name you trust. We want you to stay comfortable with us. Over the years, we've taken pride in serving you. Locally owned, we're neighbors too. Serving the community is what we do. Barrett Propane, the name that's tried and true. Barrett Propane, the name you trust.
Choices, choices, choices. For those times when the whole crazy bar scene and loud music just aren't what you're looking for, but you're also not looking for a dull and boring family-style chain restaurant dining experience, we say choose tried and true Prescott Brewing Company. Comfort food and great beer. Vegetarian and great beer. Made from scratch, including the beer. Salads and pizzas, burgers and tacos, pulled pork and smoked brisket. There's something for everyone at Prescott Brewing Company. Real food, real beer, real people, and real local.
Get ready for Celebrate Life Health Expo 2019, sponsored by Yavapai Regional Medical Center. The biggest and best expo yet awaits you on Friday and Saturday, September 6th and 7th, from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. at the Findlay Toyota Center in Prescott Valley. Enjoy health, wellness, and fitness activities for all ages. Connect with organizations that promote healthy lifestyle activities, such as hiking and biking. Enjoy self-defense, chair yoga, and recipe demonstrations, and enter drawings for the chance to win a Fitbit and other great prizes. Make it a mega celebration by exploring the world's only larger-than-life walkthrough exhibits of the human body, mega body, and mega heart, as well as colossal colon. Bring the whole family to YRMC's Celebrate Life Health Expo at the Findlay Toyota Center in Prescott Valley, Friday and Saturday, September 6th and 7th, from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. For more information, visit yrmchealthconnect.org.
The Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A.
Thanks for joining KQ&A's Talk of the Town. I'm DJ Phone with your Tuesday check of local and state news and weather together, brought to you by Affinity RV. With America still reeling from two weekend massacres in El Paso and Dayton, the Better Business Bureau says don't be surprised that scammers will use these tragedies to try and rip you off in the name of charity. Miriam Cruz with the Southern Arizona BBB says
check any charitable organization or any cause through online on give.org. See if the nonprofit or the charity has a good track record before donating or giving up your time as well.
Cruz says question those out-of-the-blue phone solicitations and ask questions like how the money is going to be used. Consider any pressure from the caller to immediately give money as a red flag. Don't respond to any computer pop-up soliciting money. She says the best thing is to give to an established charity like the Red Cross and verify that you're actually dealing with the organization of your choice, and never ever buy money cards or pay with iTunes gift cards. Mostly cloudy, a 30% chance for brief scattered afternoon showers and spot storms today through Thursday, cooling after bedtime with a 10% chance of nighttime rain to a mostly cloudy 64 in Prescott, Prescott Valley, Chino Valley, and Dewey Humboldt, with partly sunny highs tomorrow through Friday around 85. In Cottonwood and the Verde Valley, the same chances for isolated showers with partly sunny highs near 94 tomorrow, 96 Thursday and Friday, cooling late tonight to around 70. Your KQ&A news and weather this hour is a service of Affinity RV. Have a great Tuesday evening and stay tuned. Talk of the Town, Prescott Valley continues in just a moment on KQ&A.
Do you have what it takes to be a champion? Join in on the excitement for the 2019 Torn Event of Champions at Cliff Castle Casino Hotel. Now through August 24th, find out if you have what it takes. Sundays and Wednesdays, you could win Castle Cash and the chance to move on to the quarterfinal rounds on August 23rd and 24th, where you could get an expense paid trip to Las Vegas to compete for the $1 million grand prize. Play like a champion, only at Cliff Castle Casino Hotel, the perfect place to play.
It sure is hot in Cottonwood in the summer, and nothing is cooler than riding Cottonwood Area Transit.
Bruce, CAT provides friendly, safe, and courteous travel, and that's why riding the CAT is cool during the summertime.
Cottonwood Area Transit can take you where you want to go in Clarkdale, Verde Villages, and 26 locations in Cottonwood. Verde Links will give you a cool ride to Sedona.
Don't forget your trips to Camp Verde and Greyhound through the Yavapai Apache Nation Transit.
Rudy, that's hot stuff.
And I'm riding the cool CAT. Let's go.
Visit CottonwoodAZ.gov for Cottonwood Area Transit.
Hi, Ken here with the Plants of the Week and our timeless beauty, Desert Willow.
Large, fragrant burgundy and lavender flowers appear in big, bold clusters all summer long.
This unusual water selection is prized for its long bloom time without setting the usual seed pods.
The flowers are highly attractive to hummingbirds, 100% Arizona native, and just $49.
Waters Garden Center, 1815 Iron Springs Road in Prescott, where people who love their native plants to bloom, they love to shop.
Are you craving a lodgepole-like cream ale from Prescott Brewing Company, but you're too lazy to get off the couch and into the pub? Are you hungering for some apricots and beer brewed together in our Palpricot Pale Ale? Or are you thirsty for a malty manzanita red ale with great drinkability and a bit of spunkiness? Well, now you can have all three of them safe and secure in your own fridge. Enjoy six of PBC's most popular beers brewed and canned to perfection. Available from Prescott Brewing Company, downtown Prescott, and out and about town at several retailers.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, the superintendent of the Humboldt Unified School District, Dan Streeter.
And we're back. Great show so far. I'm excited about this last segment. We are joined by our new athletic director at Bradshaw Mountain High School, Ms. Clorinda Weatherwax. Clorinda, thanks for being with us today.
Thanks for having me.
So we are another school year. It brings another year of athletics and activities for our students and our student athletes. And it's always fun to look back on previous successes on the athletic field. Core, I'm going to have you jump in a little bit because Clorinda's new, but we had some successes last year. Hit on a couple of those highlights from last year.
Well, I'll hit my two. Obviously, the girls' softball team making it to semis in state and being region champs, and then Noah Shaver being a state champion in the javelin.
Yeah.
I got to throw in the third. Sorry, Clarinda. Our girls volleyball team making it to the state playoffs first time in 18 years, and they're locked and loaded for this year. So those would be the three big highlights.
Yeah, and there was a lot of highlights all throughout the year. I mean, really fall, winter, and spring sports had great years. Your clubs continue to do amazing things, co-curriculars.
Just to kind of add there, Dan, sorry. Three programs last year out of all 18 AIA programs at Bradshaw Mountain High School, three did not go to secondary or postseason play.
Yeah, pretty exciting stuff. So Clarinda, you're new to the area. I'm not going to say we're settled because I know you're not settled in yet.
I know.
And there's no time to settle in now.
We're off and running.
So maybe next
in
summer
June.
You can do
that.
Yeah. But for our listeners out there, tell us a little bit about yourself, a little bit of your background and what kind of led you to Bradshaw Mountain High School in Prescott Valley, Arizona.
I apologize up front. This is a long story. So I went to Arizona State as for my undergrad and got my degree in recreational management. And through that is really how I got here because it was through sports recreational management was like nonprofit organizations, and they taught you how to work with them and that kind of thing. And my first job was actually contracted working in with kids. And I'm going to be honest, I never thought about being a teacher a day in my life. But the minute I got in there, I just enjoyed it. I loved it. And the mentor I worked with basically said, you need to go get your teaching license. You're wasting your talents here. You're not going to get paid what you're worth. And I listened to her, and I said, you know what? I love doing this. And so I ended up going back. I went to Xavier University and got my teaching license there and started teaching social studies. And in the whole process, I should put out there that I've coached since the age of 19. Couldn't play in college because I injured my back. And just started donating my time. And actually at North High School in Phoenix was where I first started off. Worked with a great crew there and just got to get my hands in what coaching was actually like and was like, God, this is just fun to be with these kids in this aspect. And so just by teaching and coaching, I've just kind of traveled around a little bit and ended up in Wyoming teaching there for a while and then went to Kansas to be an administrator because I finally decided to jump the lines. I entered the dark side, right. Is what they say. And started off as an elementary administration and never done elementary in my education at all. And so it was unique. If you ever need a hug, elementary is the place to be.
Right.
They love everyone. And then luckily an opening came open for an AD position there at the high school, and I applied for it, and just with my credentials ended up getting the position because I also have a degree in athletic administration. And so for 3 years I loved it, but just having family in Arizona and coming from Arizona State, I've always kind of missed the area. And so when I saw a position open at Bradshaw, I jumped at it. And I've never told Court this, but I thought it was a long shot. I'm like, how often are they going to hire an AD that's not been in the system somewhere or even in the state? And so, but I was like, I'm trying. I'm going to try this. And luckily, they were willing to take a chance on me, and here I am.
Here you are on the radio.
Yeah. And Dan, I have to let you know, and you know how this goes with your committee. We had a committee of nine. We had six. We had about 12, 15 applicants. After you vet, we interviewed six. And maybe Clarinda doesn't know this, but when the dust settled and we all started.
She was fifth. And
I know. Everybody else got
it. Where are you
out,
going
man?
With this?
No, it was you know, unanimous. Everybody had, you know, it was Clarinda, 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 Clarinda. And we're like, well, then there's really no point for us talking anymore and discussing this. You know, let's reach out to her and she's ready to do this. And,
right.
And she's been everything we thought she was.
That's fantastic. We're excited to have you a part of the district, and I know Court's excited to have you a part of the administrative team. So talk a little bit. So something obviously jumped out to the committee, and I'm sure it goes back to your philosophy on what interscholastic athletics is and are. Talk a little bit about your thoughts, your philosophy when we talk about interscholastic athletics.
For me, it's always they got to be a student first. They need an education. They need to really find the path that they want to be in. To me, athletics or activities is that secondary that draws them in to staying with that path and then just getting better at what they do. And so I know some people don't agree with that. I think some
think they should be an athlete first and then maybe a student later on. But we just need students that are going to be great leaders and great members out in society. We look at how many actually get to participate in athletics after high school. It's very small. And so for me, my job is to get those kids involved so that they can graduate from high school and then use those skills that they learn not only in their classroom from their teachers, but from their coaches as well. And that's what will make them successful.
Yeah. No, I think that's well said. You know, Bradshaw Mountain uses choose excellence is the motto. And we talk about what this motto means, right? Because excellence is a choice. You choose how you attack the day. You know, there's people out there, they kind of go through the motions and just kind of survive each day. And some people will choose an activity that they're really good at, and that's where their extra effort goes, but everything else kind of gets set aside. But what we really want our students to do is attack the entire day choosing excellence in every activity that they do. And I think this, your point of athletics supporting the academic program speaks to that. And that's really what high school interscholastic athletics should be about. I think all of our hopes is that interscholastic athletic programs provide opportunities for our student athletes to realize the importance of choosing excellence in every aspect of their lives beyond an athletic career, right? It's about choosing excellence in business, in your personal life, your spiritual life, your family life, the relationships that you have. And that's what we're trying to do. So I think that's probably why you were the unanimous selection. I think you fit the philosophy at Bradshaw Mountain High School. You're here. We're excited to have you here. School started. Fall sports are underway.
Yes, they are.
So let's talk a little bit about what's going on the athletic front.
Well, right now, football's the one that's technically started. So they've been going since Monday. Checked on them a couple times, and they seem to be going pretty well. They're doing a lot better adjusting to the weather than I am. I'm not used to these monsoons that you guys have come in.
You're on lightning watch every afternoon.
Yes, I'm like, I don't know how a coach does this because this like throws a crimp in what's going on. That's I'm like, right. Where's he going to go? Like, but he knows he's got a plan. He's got it down. I don't have to stress over like, where are we going to find a space for you? And they just take care of themselves. But Monday comes every fall sport getting going and ready to take off. And I can't wait to see those tryouts take place. Yeah, I'm excited to see how they do.
And maybe this isn't fair. You're new, so Court, you may have to jump in, but someone's got to give me a quick fall sports preview. What are we looking at this fall? What are we excited about?
Oh gosh.
I think she's got a pretty good take.
I mean, he even said, I'm just amazed because when I did get hired, I don't know if it's called tweeter stalking. I was checking out everything. I mean, I noticed the softball, your DECA, the Thespians. There's so many great programs at the school. I'm honored that my daughter will be able to go through those doors and have those same opportunities. So, I mean, just being able to meet the coaching staff, we have a phenomenal coaching staff. I mean, these programs are just going to do so great. So it's hard to like say, well, I think this sport's going to do really awesome. I think they're all going to do great. So I don't know if there's one that you could or multiple. It's just
I think I'm allowed to say that. I think you might get yourself in trouble. Clorinda's already got a favorite.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, that's not good.
But I know football wise, we're young and talented coming in this year, Mr. Streeter, graduating. I don't remember how many. 12 or 15, maybe even more than that last year off the football team. The volleyball team only lost a few seniors. So like I said, they're kind of locked and loaded coming back. Cross country, only lost one senior. They're going to come back really strong. And swim had two or three seniors. So all the programs except for volleyball are really young and still kind of growing, you know what I mean? And volleyball's kind of the, like I said, they're my front runner. Clorinda loves them all.
I do.
Yeah.
I see goodness in all of them, so it's really hard to say.
but I think it goes back to an earlier conversation. The junior and senior class at Bradshaw Mountain High School, which is typically your varsity. Obviously our freshman and sophomore classes are doing some great things too. But you look at who's kind of making up that varsity group. Those are two really good classes to begin with. So it's when, you know, we talk wins and losses as success, but Clorinda's right. They're all going to do great things. Yes. It may not manifest itself in wins and losses, but it's going to manifest itself in the other areas that we just talked about. And I think that's what's exciting. So let's talk about, Clarinda, give me kind of your two big goals for this school year. First year athletic director at Bratcher Mountain High School, two goals that you have.
My first goal, and I've said it before, is building those relationships, not only with the coaches, just the teachers, the students, but also the community. I want them to know what Bradshaw Mountain is all about. And so what better way than to go out and meet them and just talk about how great things that we're doing, but just building that bridge so that, you know, in the long run, if we need something, our community is willing to help. And I've already noticed that within this whole, the first 2 days of school, you have a phenomenal community because we've already had people coming in wanting to help. And so I just want to extend that out to everyone. And I think once they get a personal experience with someone at the school, they're more apt to help out in a sense. So that's one of them for sure. The second is just really understanding how the programs, work. So that way I can see what's going on. Maybe things need to be tweaked a little bit. Mm-hmm. But I'm not one that likes to go in and say, yep, I'm changing this, this, and this, and this. I want to know how it's working, why it's working, how can we make it better.
Yeah, it's that look, listen, and learn that first year, right? We always talk about that. And I double down on the comment about the community. We've been very fortunate. We have people who step in a pinch, and that's one of the great things about this community. All right, events coming up. Share with us some important dates that our listeners need to be aware of.
Yes. There's definitely two that I want to mention. We have a fall parents meeting night for our fall athletes. It's going to be held August 15th at 7 p.m. in the cafeteria. We'll meet there as one general group and then break off into their specific sport. And then we have a wonderful open house, which will be August 20th. At 5 p.m. And we'll be sending out a flyer for that so more people can be aware of it. But just kind of spreading the word so that we can have an awesome open house.
And then, Clarinda, I think our first home opener for football is
August 23rd.
Yeah, August 23rd.
Yep, 7 p.m.
Yeah, it's early. Gosh, I feel like it gets on us quicker and quicker every year. Trying to get settled into the school year.
I know. Nope.
You guys are already checking lights and scoreboards and making sure everything works. So it's... yeah, an open house on August 20th. That's a fun event. I with two kids at the high school, I look forward to that. We've been fortunate for 11 years now, no rain. So we need another week of monsoons, and then we're ready for you to clear out of here.
Exactly.
Well, Clarinda, welcome to the community. It's great
to have you
a part of the team. I know we've spent some time together already, but we're excited to have you on board and excited about really where the high school's going.
Rock on. Well, I'm glad to be here.
Thank you to Clarinda Weatherwax, new athletic director at Bradshaw Mountain High School. And we encourage you to get in touch with the high school, find out our fall schedules, get yourself out to a game. We're going to take a short break. You are listening to Talk of the Town Prescott Valley on KQ&A, 1130 AM, 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM, and streaming live worldwide at KQ&A.com.
Whether it's a car accident, storm damage, or a fire, when the unthinkable happens, it doesn't matter if you saved money in 15 minutes. In this moment, it doesn't matter if your neighbor has the same insurance you do. In this moment, what matters is that your independent insurance agent and the company that stands behind them have you covered. Auto Owners Insurance, the no problem people. Hello, this is Bill Chilson of House Chilson Insurance. For the moments you need us most, call 445-4600. House Chilson Insurance is one of the last independent agents in Prescott.
Let's make your hair happy. Let's go to a fun, friendly salon. Let's go to Janessa's Family Hair Care in Prescott Valley. Hi, Janessa here. Whether you're looking for a new trendy style or something more traditional, Janessa's Family Hair Care can do it. We offer everything from hair extensions, cuts, colors, and a variety of hair care for the entire family. Call 775-0320 for an appointment or find us on Facebook at Janessa's with an E Family Hair Care. Come on in for a smile and a style that's right for you.
It's monsoon season. You know what that means. Mud. Prescott Dirt is here to help. This is Sam from Prescott Dirt. We can keep the mud out of your way and even slow down erosion, keeping your bank in place. Nobody wants their yard moving around by itself. No truck, no problem. Prescott Dirt delivers. Find us in Prescott and Prescott Valley to set up delivery or pickup. And you can find us online at PrescottDirt.com. Keep your yard beautiful with Prescott Dirt.
Now there ain't no cure for the summertime blues.
Oh, yes, there is. Augie's Happy Hour with some tasty reds and whites. Just the thing for those summertime blues. Enjoy the beautiful blue sky on Augie's patio with mountain views that make every meal a sight to behold. Chef Joel will have you jumping for joy all summer long at the one and only Augie's. Call 777-0330. The place to dine on Highway 69, Augie's Frontier Village.
This is Steve Sishka with Olson's for Healthy Animals. This is one of my favorite ads, so I'm bringing it back. Years ago, I noticed a poster in the break room of our Prescott store. It was titled, An Old Cowboy's Advice, and I just had to revisit it. Its advice is timeless, like life is simpler when you plow around the stump. And a bumblebee is considerably faster than a John Deere tractor. Then there's, don't corner something that you know is meaner than you. And last but not least, most of the stuff people worry about ain't never going to happen anyway. Good common sense, just like Olson's. Our mission is the healthy feeding of your livestock and pets from a common sense perspective. We think local, we speak local, and we care local, and we only carry the best feed, hay, and pet food. You'll find us in Chino, Prescott, Dewey, Humboldt, Flagstaff, and Clarkdale, and on the web at olsonsgrain.com. By the way, in case you're wondering what Olson's common sense saying is, why, good enough just isn't, of course.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, the superintendent of the Humboldt Unified School District, Dan Streeter.
And thank you for joining us this afternoon. We had a great show. Heard all about, it really was Bradshaw Mountain High School. Heard about the great programs and pathways that students have available to them at the high school, including this year, junior ROTC, some added AP courses, added dual enrollment courses, and, of course, the robust career and technical education offerings. Got to speak with one of our very own students, Nicole Babbitt, K-12 student in the district. Some exciting things in her future, as you heard. Just an outstanding young lady, excited about what the future holds for her. And then an opportunity to meet with our new athletic director, Clarinda Weatherwax, and what's happening with Bradshaw Mountain High School athletics and activities. Going to be a great year. Lots of things happening for our kids. Lots of great opportunities out there. I encourage you, if you're interested in getting connected with the school, please contact Bradshaw Mountain High School, 759-4100. You can get schedules and information about all upcoming events. You can also visit our website at humboldtunified.com. We'd love to see our community members out, whether it's a school play, football game, band concert, whatever the case may be. So huge thank you goes out to my guests today, Bradshaw Mountain Principal Court Minor, new athletics director Clarinda Weatherwax, and BMHS senior Nicole Babbitt. This was truly a spotlight on Bradshaw Mountain High School, one of U.S. News and World Report's top high schools. This is Dan Streeter, the proud superintendent of the Humboldt Unified School District. You can always find us here from 4 to 5 p.m., the first Tuesday of every month, for all things HUSD. Until next time, have a great afternoon, and of course, go Bears.
You've been listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Today's show was sponsored by Olson's for Healthy Animals, House Chilson & Associates, Prescott Brewing Company, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce, Cottonwood Area Transit, Genesis Family Hair Care, A&E Reaper Graphics, Barrett Propane, Augie's, Cliff Castle Casino, Prescott Dirt, and Yavapai Regional Medical Center. The views on today's show do not necessarily reflect the views of KQ&A, Prescott Valley Broadcasting, our employees, or our advertisers. Join us next time for Talk of the Town on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM and 99.9 in Prescott and 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, KQ&A.